It is 7:45. You are listening to NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Eccles. Last year, Illinois amended its school code to limit options for districts sending special needs students out of state. Under this new amendment, districts are no longer able to send students to states that don't provide residential oversight. But some families quickly found a way around the new law. Continuing our week-long series, Far From Home, our education reporter, Dusty Rhodes, explains.
That amendment might as well have been called the Utah Law, because even though the plain language doesn't mention Utah, that's the state it excluded. Stephanie Jones was general counsel for the State Board of Education in 2017, and she helped push through that new law. But today, she acknowledges that families quickly found a workaround. Parents enroll their child in a private facility, pay the cost up front, and then seek reimbursement from the school district. So I had to ask, why would parents want to send kids someplace all the way on the other side of the country and there's no oversight?
That is a fantastic question. I have never understood why, when we've raised issues of, you know, the school doesn't have special education teachers, doesn't have oversight by DCFS, why either parents or hearing officers or parents' attorneys think that they're appropriate placement.
Ted's six-month stay at Discovery Academy in Utah was completely paid for by his parents. He was there as a condition of a plea agreement to get a drug charge dropped in Indiana, which is why 5 years later, he still doesn't want us to use his last name.
When I was packing for there, I was bringing all sorts of things like my lacrosse stick and all my clothes and my cell phone and my wallet and ID, and as soon as I got there, they take everything away. They stripped me completely naked and did a search. No cavity search, but I did do jumping jacks.
Initially, Ted was considered a flight risk.
When I was on run watch and I was sleeping on the floor, there was a kid next to me, and he sliced his neck with this razor in the middle of the night, and I woke up in a pool of blood. I'm like, oh, I'm in some. Like, this is not normal place, you know?
Your mom told me that at one point you called her crying and said, get me out of here, I'd rather just do the jail time.
Yeah, so no, I said that multiple times, very many times. I still say it today.
Ted was 17 when he was at Discovery, and he says it didn't take him long to realize he needed to play along with the program, even though it meant essentially lying.
I mean, I had this entire pamphlet of me promising my therapy, myself, and my parents that I would never drink alcohol, and I'm not even old enough to drink alcohol right now, you know, but I had to sign this packet and talk about it with my parents in order to graduate the system.
Avital Van Leeuwen found herself at another Utah boarding school, Alpine Academy, in 2011, having been sent there by the Los Angeles School District. Like Ted, she realized there was no escape and resigned herself to playing along.
Actually, one of the most traumatizing parts of being there, I had to stand up in front of everyone and read this speech that they make all of us do called Yes, I'm Getting Better. And I had to like put on this show and this smile of like loving the place and having had a great experience when all I was thinking about was how horrible it was and how much I couldn't wait to get out.
Keegan Autry, who's from Arizona, was one of Van Leeuwen's classmates. To him, the worst part was the use of isolation as a punishment.
You wouldn't be allowed to talk to people, either for a day or up to weeks, if you did something that was quote-unquote bad enough.
The worst thing you could do was kiss a girl, and odds are you'd get caught.
There were cameras in the home. You had no privacy. I didn't even feel safe in my own thoughts. It felt like I wasn't even allowed to think badly of Alpine, and I think that's partially why I started loving Alpine in a way.
For a couple of years after graduation, Autry felt intensely loyal to Alpine, but he says troubling memories kept bubbling up in his mind.
It took a lot of time for it to sink in, like just the depth of how wrong a lot of the things that happened there were.
Looking back, Keegan Autry, and that's now legally his name, realizes he was struggling with gender dysphoria. Alpine is an all-girls school, and since Autry was assigned female at birth, he was expected to behave as a girl. Illinois banned conversion therapy in 2015, but the law does not cover Illinois students residing out of state. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
That was the third part of our series, Far From Home. We'll have more on that coming up throughout the week. You are listening to NPR Illinois.